selection of three Windrush books in the RNIB Talking Books Library. First up, The Windrush Betrayal. Amelia Gentleman's exposé of the Windrush scandal shocked the nation and led to the resignation of Amber Rudd as Home Secretary. Her tenacious reporting revealed how the government's hostile environment immigration policy had led to thousands of law-abiding people being wrongly classified as illegal immigrants, with many being removed from the country and many more losing their homes and their jobs. In The Windrush Betrayal, Gentleman tells the full story of her investigation for the first time.
In August 2015, a little over 2 years before she was detained, Paulette Wilson had received an extremely worrying letter. "That was the day my world changed," she told me later, an unmistakable Midlands lilt in her voice. On a sheet of paper decorated with the Home Office logo and headed with the words, "Notice of Immigration Decision," the letter stated, "Paulette Wilson, you are a person with no leave to enter or remain in the United Kingdom." Paulette was alone at her flat in Wolverhampton when she opened it. She skimmed through the document, which was written in clunky and perplexing officialese, to try to understand why she had been sent such a distressing notification. "You are specifically considered to be a person who has failed to provide evidence of lawful entry to the United Kingdom," it announced. "Therefore, you are liable for removal." This was followed by a warning in alarming capitals: "Liability for removal. If you do not leave the United Kingdom as required, you will be liable to enforced removal to Jamaica."
The Windrush Betrayal is written and narrated by Amelia Gentleman. It lasts 10 hours and 9 minutes. Next up, a book about the boat itself. Windrush, A Boat Through Time. Hamburg, 1930. The German Jewish shipbuilders Blohm and Voss build a transatlantic ocean cruiser that they christen the Monte Rosa. Norway, 1940. The Monte Rosa is sent to the fjords to assist the dreaded Tirpitz as she bombards British ships. Auschwitz, 1942. 46 Jews wait at the gates after the Monte Rosa had transported them from Oslo. Kiel, 1945. The Monte Rosa is captured by the British and given a new name, the Empire Windrush. London, 1948. The Empire Windrush docks in England, carrying 600 migrants from the Caribbean.
Just how much misfortune can a ship destined to change her name sustain before Long John Silver's saying has a ring of diabolical truth? "Now, what a ship is christened, so let her stay," I says. By the time she arrived in Glasgow to be refitted, we can be confident that in her life so far, Windrush had suffered a number of misfortunes. Her first was in 1934 on an extended Nordic cruise to Iceland. The British United Press Agency reported, "The German tourist ship Monte Rosa is reported to have gone aground soon after leaving Tórshavn today in heavy fog. The Monte Rosa is carrying 1,300 passengers and 300 of a crew. The owners received a message from Captain Karl Lübe, master of the ship, stating, 'Everything in good order, passengers calm, rescue ships advised, cabins are watertight.' Thereafter, it is established that she was torpedoed by British bow fighters in April 1944, and that she then suffered an explosion at the hands of Max Manus in June 1944. It seems probable that she hit a mine in September 1944, as reported by Odd Klaus. However, her luck did not change with her new name.
Windrush, A Ship Through Time, written by Paul Arnott and narrated by John Telfer, lasts 8 hours and 43 minutes. And finally, let's look at the work of Andrea Levy. When she died in 2019, poet Benjamin Zephaniah said, In the future, if anybody wants to have a look at how the Windrush generation arrived here, and how the sons and daughters of the Windrush generation survived and are surviving, they have to refer to Andrea's work. Her book, Small Island, is about two Jamaicans who come to England after World War II. And her book, The Long Song, reaches back to early 19th century Jamaica during the last years of slavery.
The book you are now holding within your hand was born of a craving. My mama had a story that lay so fat within her breast that she felt impelled by some force which was mightier than her own will to relay this tale to me, her son. Her intention was that, once knowing the tale, I would then at some other date convey its narrative to my own daughters, and so it would go on. The fable would never be lost, and, in its several recitals, might gain a majesty to rival the legends told whilst pointing at the portraits or busts in any fancy great house upon this island of Jamaica.
The Long Song is narrated by Andrea Levy herself with Adrian Lester and lasts 11 hours 21 minutes. And back in 2010, when The Long Song was Booker nominated, I asked her if the voice she used in the book was that of her parents.
Well, you know, I think it might be, although my mum once came to a reading of mine and she sort of said, how you learn to talk like that? and I sort of said, well, from you. And she said, but I don't talk like that. So I think I did imbibe it with my mother's milk, actually, because it was just there inside me. My dad was on the Empire Windrush, which has now sort of gone down in British history as the point at which Britain began to change into a multicultural society. I don't know if that's true, but he was on that ship. And so he was one of these sort of the pioneers. I'm terribly proud of that. And my mum joined him 6 months later. And their sort of story or their sort of life, I kind of used as a basis for the book before The Long Song, which was Small Island. And that just tells about them coming to live in their one room in Earl's Court and what life was like for them there and how the difficulties and the good things about the new life that they made in Britain.
Andrea Levy interviewed in 2010. Small Island, The Long Song and Fruit of the Lemon are all available in audio from RNIB Libraries. For more information on these and all of the books available from RNIB, head to rniblibrary.com or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.